Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Marini Meraz Shechliu, and Yishmas Hester Meraz Hester Bas Reb Shmuel, Chayochev Efega Bas Michal Dispasia, the Rufu Shleima. It's based in the Torah of Marini of Rabbeinu, again with Meshes Atzal. Rambam writes, Sofel Chosis Sulei Bia, Zel Shana Bekitzer, Ein Lecha Dover B'chol HaTorah Kulu Shukosha L'Roiv Ha'om Lifroish, אלא מן האריוס והביוס האסורוס. ואמרו חכמים גזל והאריוס נפשו של אדם מסעב אליהם. ומחמדוסן, ואין אתה מוצא כהול בכל זמן וזמן, שאין בהם פרוצים באריוס וביוס אסורוס. לפיכוך, רוי לוי לאדם לחוף יצרוי בדבר זה, ולהרגיל עצמוי בקדוש היסירה, ובמחשב התהוירה, ובדי הנכוינה כדי להינוץ עליהם. גדול מזויס אמרו, יפנה עצמו ימחשבתו לדברי תוירו וירחיב דייתו בחוכמה שאין מחשבס אריוס מסגברס אלא בלב הפנוי מן החוכמה ובחוכמה הוא אומר הילס אהובים וילס חן דדך ירבוך בכל עס ויעבוס תשגה תומיד. The Rambam writes that there is nothing in the Torah that is as difficult to man to separate from as much as Arayus and Bias Asuras. Chazal say that stealing and Arayos, the soul of man desires them, and you don't find a community that there are not Prutzim Barayos. Wherever you go, you are going to find, if you are able to see it, if you know, you're in the know, there are Prutzim Barayos. It doesn't really matter where you go. It's going to be in Lakewood and in Borough Park and in Teaneck and in New Rochelle and in wherever you go, the Rambam says, you are going to find modern Orthodox, ultra-Orthodox, open Orthodox, closed Orthodox, slightly ajar Orthodox. It doesn't matter. The human male is very, very desirous of arayos, and that is expressed both in his actions and in what he looks at, especially in today's technological internet world, where people are literally caught up in the web of arayos. And therefore it is fitting for a person to force his yetzer, to overcome his yetzer, and to accustom himself to extra kedusha and pure thoughts and correct understanding in order to be saved. Greater than this, the rabbis tell us, you should turn your thoughts, yourself and your thoughts, to divrei Torah, in other words, overcome your yetzer and have pure thoughts, whole extra holiness, and also turn yourself to divrei Torah, v'yarchiv daitoi b'chochma, and expand your das with chochma. She'ein machsheves arayos misgaberes ela b'leiv hapanui min hachochma. Panui min hachochma, that arayos only overcomes one if his heart is empty of wisdom. In other words, the solution for machshavos asuros is Torah. And then he quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, chapter 5, verse 19, Ayeles ahovim, a loving doe, v'yaalas chen, a graceful mountain goat, dadeha yiravucha b'chol eis, let her breasts satisfy you at all times. Be'ahavoso tishge samid. Be infatuated with love of her always, referring to divrei Torah. It's referring to divrei Torah. Harei she'arambam matchil leva'er, that the way to be saved from arayos is to be marchiv, daitoi b'chochma, vein marchiv sarayis mesuspo, and then he quotes the pasuk. And this is hemshech ha-psukim, that the Torah is compared to one's eishes ne'urim. Like the previous pasuk says, yihi makolcha varuch, u'semach me'eishes ne'urecha, let your fountain be blessed, find joy in the wife of your youth. So we'd like to understand this Rambam, what he's adding with this pasuk. He already tells us to learn What is this pasuk adding? V'yesh lahakdim ulizboinein. We find in Avodas Hamidos and the Seder Ali of Yimei HaSfira from Chesed until Malchus that Midas HaChesed comes before Gvura and Tiferes. That L'chayra, L'fi Darkeinu, that we discussed in a previous shir, it should be more mistaber that Midas HaKavod, which is Tiferes, should be Mizgala first, and then afterwards you come to the Toiv. Midas HaChesed is Midas Tuvo Yisparach Shemushba Lamata, as we see in the Targum, V'rav Chesed U'masbe L'merba Tavivon, that God does a lot of good. V'ilu Midas HaGvura V'atif'eres, the Sherish of Gvura is Yira, Tiferes is covered. According to our Derech that we've been going on in the previous Shiurim, the Mahalach of Gilui Kvodo is within the framework of Avoidu and Bitel HaGuf Klapei Mala, and that's a Hechsher to get to the Tov. The Shlemus of Kavod brings one to Toiv, where we have the first 32 days is Gematria Kavod and Lev, and then the last 17 days is Gematria Tov. Tov Yatzar Kavod L'Shmo. The way to get to this Tov is through Kavod, so it should start with Kavod. So what's this Seder Amidos, Shemi Chesed V'Toiv, you get to the Tiferes, you get to Kavod. Parenthetically, before we explain that, Rabbeinu Zetzal related that at his wedding, he sat next to Hagoyin HaTzadik, Rav Mordechai David Levin, the author of the Darkei David, who was a Malamed in Yeshivas Eitz Chaim. And he turned to him and he said that it says in the Gemara in numerous places that if a panu is bala pnuya shalei l'shem ishus, he makes her into a zayna. Tosfos asks, "Malon mashihu panui? What does it matter if you have relations with a woman? Shaloi l'shem ishus. So, what does it matter whether the man is a single man? It says a single man with a single woman. What does it matter if he's single? No nafkamina if he's single or married. If he has relations, shaloi l'shem ishus, he makes her a zayna." So the Goyin Rav Mordechai David Zetzal answered that it says panui, it doesn't mean that he's single. It means, like the Rambam says, his lev is panui min hachochma, v'divrei pi chochom chen. So back to our discussion. La'amitoi shel dovo, av shechesed v'toiv, heim yoyser gvoyim imahalchim shel kovet, the kovet brings to the chesed and the toiv. However, when we're talking about the Seder of Avodas Tikkun HaMidos, Lefnei Shemizgalim Bishleimusam, Harei Seder Tikkunam Hu Li'idoch Gisa, Dinei Atzad HaNochin Shel HaToiv Hu HaHargasha Shel Arivut V'Ta'anug Amiti, Ach Nekudas HaNisoyon Hi Atzad Shekneged Shemizayef Et HaTov HaAmiti Al Yedei HaSaga Mut'et Shema Shetoiv Laguf Hu HaNikra Toiv. When we're Oisek in the Seder Avodas Tikkun HaMidos before they are completely revealed, the Seder Tikkun is the other way. The Tzad HaNachon of Tov, the correct way of Tov, is the Hargash, is the feeling of sweetness, of pleasure. The Nikudas HaNisayon is that the tzad shekineged, the sitra achra, the dark side, the evil side, is mizayef, counterfeits, falsifies true good through the mistaken perception that what is good for the body is called good. Now, the falsification of good doesn't come from a logical, rational, intellectual mistake like philosophy, but rather that a person thinks that what is orev lishaitoi kiloshoin ol yisrael vikdoishoi hagoin rabbi yisrael misalant beigeret hamusar hu atoiv. That's where the ziyuf of the tov comes from, that a person thinks that what is orev lishaitoi, which was present, which was temporarily sweet, that is good. And Mesila, that's the problem. So, true good, good on the right side, the correct side, is this feeling of true tainig, of sweetness, purity. So that's where the Seder HaTikun starts, with pure good. In Mesilas Yesharim, we see that the Yesoid of Midas Chasidus is that a person is mischased in kono. V'tochen in yanahu, shemishi yesh loy ahava gidoyla limishu, loy sagi loy lekayim han hagoysev, itoy bedin uvitzedek, ela, shemitrachek meod, mikol matzav, שיתוכן בו חיסרון דבקותו, אלא נאהב. The yesod of midas chasidus is that a person is mischased, is very pious with his creator. And the content of this is that when you love somebody very much, it's not enough that you do what's right, but you distance yourself from anything that would prevent you clinging to the one you love. Harei shemidat chasidut hi hamarechet shel dvekut ve'ahava el hakadosh baruch hu bederech shu mechubar el hatov. Midas chasidus is dvekus in ahavat Hashem in such a way that you're connected to the good. Somebody who's mischased with his creator reveals Mikoyach Ha'avasoi, that the good of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a continuation of His good. But the nullification of this level is a chisaron of Dveikus in Ava, in such a way that a person thinks that what is sweet for the body is good. And his bodily goodness does not connect to the true good. According to this, even though good itself is above Seder Olam, because good is the feeling of Schara Mitzvahs and Dveikus to the Borei, nevertheless, Makom HaNisayon Hu Namuch Ad Me'od V'hainu She'aderech Legalot HaTov Hu Rak Al Yidei Avoda She'mekoma Hu Davka Toch Dargot HaTachtoniyot She'hen HaGufaniyot. Where does it start? It starts with the body. You want to be a chassid? Not only do you do what's right in the eyes of Hashem, but you distance yourself from doing anything that's going to disconnect you from Hashem. And that's where it starts, because once one is immersed in its bodily pleasures, that distances him from the Borei. And therefore he has to be in control of that. So the toiv, trying to get to that ultimate toiv, starts with the body. That the body shouldn't look for what's arev b'shaito, what is momentarily, temporarily, in a very transient way, good and sweet and pleasurable and enjoyable, and go for the real thing, the real makoy. The opposite of toiv is ra. The pasuk says, Bereishis 38, ra b'inei Hashem. Chazal say that's talking about one's toilodos, which is the hashpa that one has. Vayhi er b'choro, b'chor Yehuda, ra b'inei Hashem, vayimiteu Hashem. can, as Chazal teach us, that is talking about how he was pogame in his todos, mashchis zaroi, destroying his seed. That is the hashpa of the person further beyond himself. So the derech of toiv is to give to the mekablim. The derech of ra is also to give ra to the mekablim. They're both hashpas. There's hashpa toiv and hashpa ra to others. It's well known in Kabbalah that the Koimas Adam is three parts. Chelko Elyon wa Roish, that's connected to its source to a certain extent. Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, Perek Yud Zayin, V'Chelek HaEmtzai, U'Mitziusoi Atzmai, his own Mitzius, that's where his Midos are, his Hargashas, that are unique to his own personality. That's where a person feels, loves, hates. And then the third part is the system that is outside of man. What is nogea to mimenu v'hala, him and beyond him. So too, the koach to have children is the same thing. Holadas is siachasus l'mashu chutz me'atzmai. It relates to what's outside of you when you have children. This is the lowest part of man. In this part, man and animal are equal. And any kilkul be'inyan zeh is a maise behema and a tfisa shel arevus umesikus mizuyefes. It is a false type of sweetness. Erva, Vayikra 2017, chesedhu, it's chesed mizuyef. It's an improper hashpa. Who came from Avram? Yishmael. Avram was chesed on the right side. Yishmael is chesed on the wrong side. And that is why Asara Kabim Znus Yarda La'olam Tisha Natla Aravai Arvia, it says in Kiddushin 49. So that's the ziyuf of the perception of Shefa in the place where it isn't, as hopefully we will discuss in a different shir. Ela shekan munach ha-mishkal shel tov v'hipucha. Ki av shetov u'besod ha-ashpa mimakor elyon v'dargata gvoa mikavod. Mikol makom, ha-makom shebo chala v'nitpas ha-tov b'tikuna. So that's where we get to good and the opposite of good. Good is beside hashpa higher than covered. However, it starts down here. The chelak ha-tachto in shela adam. That's where you could have tov versus ra, depending on how you use that chelak ha-tachto. We're talking about the meat of Chesed and Tov Hashem. The place of the Tikkun is in the Nekudas HaNisayon. The Nekudas HaNisayon is the lower part of man below the waist. The Nisayon of Kavod is not a ziuf, it's not a falsification, a corruption of Arevus V'Hargashas HaTov. Rather, there is a possibility of mistake in what is machubit and what is the opposite. The avoid is to understand that the only true kavod, and what makes one truly honorable, is Torah, and everything else is absolute shtus. Mailas ha'adam and a behema is that we're toifes l'chashivus, kavod chachamim yinchalu. So through the chachma, which is the higher part of man, he perceives what is really mechubadik. So the lower part of man deals with tov and ra, with the positive ashpa and a negative ashpa, and the higher part of man perceives kavod. So we start low and then we go higher, and then ultimately we get to the tov that comes from above. ומעתה נשכיל להבין שהדרך להתגבר על הטוב והעריבות המזויפים הוא רק על ידי תפיסת עניין כבוד והחשיבות כראוי. The way to be מסגבר on the false, the counterfeit pleasure and sweetness is only by understanding what true כבוד and חשיבות is. Because if not for the מהלך of the seichel, which is above the nisayon of tov and ra, which is below, which is lower, we couldn't at all be megala the true good, because ra is nitfas by is understood by a person as good, and in chavish matarat mevisasurim level the tikkun has to come from a higher bechina that shines down below, and when the marechet haseichel is misgaber on the dimyon, efshal laavchin ma'o ametok beemet. Umuvan etev lefi zeh shetchilat tikkun amidot chesed. So it starts with chesed, even though we explain that the midah of ahava, toiv, is higher than the midah of yira and kavod. Nevertheless, mitzad aravoda, the ziyuf of ahava is perceived as taiva and zima, which are the lower part of man. And therefore, when you go from above to from below to above, you have to megala the true chashivus in order to be mevatel, falsified love and good. So therefore, it starts with what is below, and then it goes higher. First you have to fix the taiva and the zima. And you do that through your seichel, you are mevatel, the falsified concept of love and good. So after we have the 32 days, kaminyan kavod, we enter the bechin of tov. After the avoda, bebitul redivas ha-taiva, so he's not running after the taiva anymore, because he has true kavod. He understands kavod is giving chashivas. He understands what has chashivas and what doesn't have chashivas, and then he can connect to the higher tov. He can get to true tveikus. It's known that this dveikus is nimshal v'zivuk shaleshes nu'urim u'kachotzen ha'yose likras kala, as we will hopefully discuss elsewhere. Based on what we spoke about in a previous shiur, the primary difficulty of avoda is in the first 32 days, keneged lev. Because a person in these days has to be me'oirer ha'mahalach of chachman kavod in order to fix the maracha of toiv and ra, which is chutz mi'atzmai. Ulaor ma she Rabbeinu limed b'makom acher, everything outside of the coma of a person has to be mitzarev to the etzem tzuras ha'adam through the mahalach of kavod. The union of espailus and pe'er mitparesh, that's what Rabbeinu explained elsewhere, and hopefully we'll have that here as well, mitparesh b'derech shemashu chutz mimenu mityaches elav, that's kavod, that's pe'er, that's espailus. Kmo ken tzichim la'avin she'achelek shel ha'koma shu chutz me'atzmo tzich letztarev el ha'tov ha'yidei tikkun ha'kavod. אחרי שנתקן הלב, אז מתחיל המהלך של תיקון הטוב לקדושה. אשר גמר עניינה הוא במתן תורה. So now let's see the Rambam. Within the Torah you have these two dargis. The Rambam starts explaining that the way to be nitzal me'arayis is על ידי מחשבה תורה ודעה נכונה, which is the mahalach of השגת החכמה, the חלק הגבוה של האדם, the higher part of man. That's what he says, Ein machshavas ra'ayis miskeveras ha'lev upon him in ha'chachma. The derech to conquer this taiva is through chachma, and then there's no machshavas ha'ra'ayis, but the Rambam quotes then the pasuk. Uvachachma oimer ayel ha'sam ve'el ha'schein dedecha yirvucha, yiravucha b'chol eis ba'avos ha'tishke samid, that the Torah yesh ba'am esikus va'arevus shel toiv, בדרך שמתעלה חלק בהמיותו של האדם לטוב האמיתי, ואנו שהתאווה גופה שמתעוררת מחמת זיוף אהבה אמיתית הופכת להיות איילת אהבים. נמצא שאחרי שנתקן המהלך של יחיד דעתו וחוכמה, אז החוכמה מובילה אותו לדרגת עימה דרגת הטוב. So first he's also in Yani Chachma, and what that Chachma does, and now there's no room for Arayis, now he's Kovish as Taiva, and then Vaiter, through the Torah has the Mesikus of the good, such that the Behemius of a person is elevated to good. In other words, that Taiva that was Mesoirer turns to Ayelas Ahavim, it turns into this pure love. So after the Mahalach of Yarchav Daito B'Chochma, then it brings us to the good, to the Dveikus, Hashem. So Torah is called Chochma, and that's the Mahalach of Kvoid Shel Torah. That's opposite the Lev Choyme, 32 days, Lev, and that's the Kavod of Torah, and Kavod Ela Torah, and then you are Memale Kresa Be'oimik Niskavus Chochmasa, you understand the Chashivas of Torah. Then you have true tam, baharev na, and then you're going to have ba'ava tishke samit, because it's known that the more kavod haTorah is, the more love there is, the more passion there is. So the first that Rambam talks about the chachma part, kavod, understanding the chashivas of Torah, and then he's too busy to have machsheves arayis, and then he transforms all of his taivas into something very pure and something holy. All that passion is directed at Torah. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says famously. That the Chamidu Doi Raisa comes from the Yitzhar Darayis. And Lassid Lava, love it, there's going to be no more Yitzhar Hara, but there's still going to be a Yitzhar Darayis. A Yitzhar for Arayis, because that is transformed into a passion for learning Torah. Torah's Nimshelis Le'eshis Ne'urim. So a person, Rachman al-Atzlan, fantasizes about a woman. So here we have a better avoda, to fantasize about the Torah. And that should be his passion. It says in the Gemara in Baruchas, and Daf Chof Amar Aleph, the Rav Gidol, would used to go sit at the gates of Tevila. He would sit by the mikveh, and he would tell the ladies how to be tovel. And the rabbi said, you're not afraid of Yetzer Hara? Come on. Women going to mikveh, Rachman Litzlan. Why are you not worried? He says, nah. Damian Bapoy Ki Kaki Chivri. They're like white geese. So here they're white geese. In Ksubis, Rav Acha, 17a, would put the kala on his shoulder and he would dance. And the rabbis say, well, can we do that? And he said, yeah, of course you can. If these girls are like you, like a beam, then yeah. If a girl is as attractive to you as a beam in a building, then you can put her on your shoulders, otherwise not. So we have in Baruchis that women are like white geese, meaning no attraction. And we have in Ksubis that they're like a beam. What's the pshat? So we have in Bava Basra and the Ayin Gimel that Rama Rechana Zim Lechada Vakozlin Memad Bura Vakozlin and Hani Avozi Shamti Katfayo Mishumnayo. Rama Rechana said once we were traveling in the desert and we saw these geese whose wings were sloping because they were so fat and streams of oil flowed beneath them. I said to them, shall we have a portion of you in the world to come? Aminu Lo Islam Agavai Chuchu Kalam Adasi. Chada dli gadfa, v'chada dli atma. One raised a wing, one raised a leg, signifying an affirmative response. When I came for Abelazar, he said to me, the Jewish people eventually be held accountable for the suffering of the geese. Rashbam, Shabbachasatam is Misakiv Mashiach because of their sins, Mashiach isn't coming, and they have Tsar Balei Chaim for those Avozim who are forced to continue growing fat as they wait to be given to the Jewish people as a reward. Now it says in the name of the Kro, Ain B'Sefer Afike Yam, Lagoin Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, and that's Sugya, explaining what the Gemara says in Bava Kame and Daf Sadi Beis on the Beis, Shafil V'Ozil Bar Avza V'Eine Metaifi. Rava said to Rabbi Bar Mary, where do we know where that the thing that people say that Shafil, the goose, stoops his head, the Ozil, and goes along. Bar Avza, goose, a geese, a goose. Ve'ene metaifi. And its eyes look afar. So it stoops his head, but his eyes look afar. Where do you get that from? So explains the Kro that this is referring to the Sodos Pnime Pnimium that are above this world. And therefore the Bar Avza goes b'shiflus ruach me'oid av she'enav mistaklim l'mala gavoh me'al gavoh. So it's above this world. Even though we're in this world, we have shiflus, but we're looking above this world. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Perusha and Perek Shira, Avaz is begematria. David, same gematria. Because first you have shiflus, David was very low, Anochi tolas v'lo ish. David, we know, is the sod of Chochmat HaTorah. David begematria is 14. Dalet and Dalet is 8. Plus Vav is 6 is 14, which is Zion, Zion. So through him, the Zion Midas HaTachtonius, Shebesod Malchus, Nisgalim Kikefel Shemetzius Elyon, of the lower Metzius of the Zion Midas, is a double of the higher Metzius of the Zion Midas. And therefore, it's also the Gematria Zahav, which is something acquired. Zav is called, like we see in the Gemara, Peiros. Shemaisrim kol mamon la'asiga, like we see in the fourth parak of Vav Basra. So that's the Avaz, David, looking low, being low, but looking high, having shaychus to the Al-Yonim. And again, that's the 14, the Zayin Midas Tachtonias, Keneged, the Metzius Al-Yona of the Midas. So the Avaz is the Baal Chai that is a remez in Olam Hazeh, what is waiting for us in Olam Haba. And it's Bitzurat Shel Dover HaNechal. Because Olam Haba is Muftach Eilenu Baofen Shel Achila. Ugesudas Livyoson V'shor Habar V'ziz Sadai. They come with a while, like we're going to have the meal. They talk about a meal at the end of the day, like the Leviathan, etc. So here we see that the dogma for this Achila, there's no eating, there's no drinking, the tzaddikim sit, their crown is on their head, and their nanim is ivashchina. So the dugma, the example for this achila, is the avaz. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Haroya avaz b'chaloim yitzap el chochme. If somebody sees an avaz in a dream, he should wait for wisdom, because the avaz shows us what is me'ein olam haba, even in this world. So now we understand divrei chachamim v'chidoisim. Oto davar she'etzal achirim me'orer et ha'yetzar hara, what other people are aroused by Rav Gidol, it reminds him of his taiva b'tzura nichoina b'soid chamidu de'oiraisa. Rav Gidol, who is Rav Gidol? Rav Gidol was this gentleman sitting at the gates of the mikvah, the entrance to the mikvah, telling the women how to be toivel. And they said, hey, you're not afraid of the Yetzer Hara? He says, no, like white geese. Ah, in other words, He's holding by Olam Haba. He's holding by the Schar of Olam Haba. That's where he is. That's the Chamidu Doi Raisa. That's the desire he has for Torah. It's not pshat that being dovik b'Torah is merely effective because it's meisiach one's das, it distracts one from his taiva. It's not only that, of course, also that, but rather the depth is that very taiva, with all of its broad scope, is mechuven only to Torah. That is what that type is all about. It's just about Torah. And that's the side of Shir HaShirim Kodesh Kadoshim. Shekoma Sheniskar Sham Klapei Ra'ayati Ad Lepirtei Pratea Shel Ahava. Aliba De Emes, all of that love, all of that passion, all of that desire for the woman, is Miskayim B'Torah. Because that type itself is transformed into Chamida Do'i Raisa, in a form of a true wedding. And therefore he says Kaki Chivri, because that is the Tzdugma Sechochma El Yoyna, which is the true Tzura of that Taiva. We also have Ksubis 85a, writes Rabbi Kivega, then the Gilyan Hashas, Kino Isam Bahem al Chochmosam, al Derech Adi Isa Bibrach, and Sarah Vazbachlam. In other words, when he talks about their Chachma, he compares them to ducks, because that's what the ducks are. So when Rav Gida was standing by the mikvah, so he was in that world of the geese, which is the world of Chachma, because that's the true Chachma. Because that's the Chachma of Olam Haba, and that's the pleasure of Olam Haba, and that's the true Tzura of Olam Haba, of this Taiva for Chachma. So there is just a Welt more to say about this, and I ask that you stay tuned for much, much more, and B'siyata Dishmaya, we will see Nifla'ot Rabot G'dolot V'atzumot B'Neder Mitaras Hashem. And I thank you so much for listening to this incredibly profound and enlightening presentation. Shalom, shalom, sweetest.